Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green of the Sinsanawa Dominican Sisters, who has done many things in her congregation, from leadership to secondary education to retreat work, and is currently providing pastoral care for their retired sisters. Her preaching today is entitled, He Has Done All Things Well.
A reading from the Good News according to Mark. Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment, and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears, and spitting, touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And immediately the man's ears were opened. His speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today we meet Jesus and his disciples in the district of the Decapolis. That is to say, he was in foreign territory, a different culture, a different language, and a different religion. He was in what the Jews might have called pagan territory. Could we say that he was, in a sense, out of his element? Have you ever been out of your element? Or we might say, like a fish out of water? For some of us, it's uncomfortable. Others might find it a welcome challenge because they're open to new people and new ideas. If there's any word that would describe Jesus, it is open. No matter where he was or with whom, he was aware of the needs of the people around him and always ready to respond to them. Let's suppose that it was a foreigner, maybe even a Gentile, who brought the man forward. This was a man who couldn't hear and couldn't speak. That means that he lived in a kind of isolation, apart from the crowds who nevertheless surrounded him at this moment. Without a word, Jesus put himself to the challenge of bringing this man back into the community. Without asking any questions, Jesus took him aside. Our text doesn't say exactly what happened next, but can't we imagine that Jesus took the man's face into both of his hands and looked him in the eyes? They just looked at each other, and for that moment they were both enveloped in the healing power of love. We're told that Jesus then put his fingers into the man's ears, and spitting, touched his tongue. From his very own body, Jesus transmitted his healing energy in a most intimate way. Then he looked up and groaned as he shouted loudly, Ephphatha, a Greek form of an Aramaic word that means be opened. And the man was made whole. His ears were opened and his tongue was liberated. He was new again, like a just born child. His joy was complete. Then we have this cryptic order of Jesus for the man and his friends to keep quiet about what happened. Keep quiet? We're reminded in Luke's gospel that if the disciples keep quiet, even the stones will cry out. Have you ever had an experience that was so wonderful, so surprising, and so unexpected that you were ready to burst with joy? Not telling the world wasn't even an option. Good news is meant to be shared, meant to be celebrated. Why not take some quiet time today to remember what God has done for you? Recall each detail and savor the joy you feel in reflecting on the experience. then find a way to proclaim the goodness, the beauty, and the truth of divine mercy.